First-year head coach of the Oakland Raiders, Dennis Allen. That was him yesterday after a win over the Steelers. There he is right now joining us today on this Monday. When you see yourself first time as a head coach reacting with the team after a win, what do you think?
Well, I was excited. I got to eliminate some of those K's and U's in there. But
we all do.
But, yeah, it was an exciting time. It was a big win, I think a big win for our whole organization. And I was excited for those players and coaches and everybody that has a part of it.
What was the key to getting that first victory yesterday?
Well, the key was we knew we were going to have to fight for 60 minutes. That was a very good Pittsburgh Steelers football team that we were playing. And we knew it was going to take all 60 minutes to get it done. And we just kept fighting and kept fighting. I think our offense did a great job of answering every time they were able to go down and score. Our offense came right back and answered. We created some field position within the game and to win.
At this point of the season, and we all know it's very early, only three games in, let's put the 1-2 record aside. Just what you see from the team every single day during the week and also on Sundays and game day, what's the best thing you can say about this Raiders team?
Though we got a tough team that understands how to be mentally tough and fight through adversity, and they've continued to do that. They did it in the offseason, they did it in training camp, and they're still doing it now. And I got a lot of respect for the guys we got in that locker room, and I'm glad that we got them here.
Prior to becoming a head coach, you spent 10 years in the National Football League, starting in Atlanta, then last year as defensive coordinator in Denver. Your entire experience has been on the defensive side of the ball. So evaluate Carson Palmer for me right now, not as his head coach, but as a defensive coach in this league.
Well, I mean, I think Carson's an outstanding player. I think he's very smart and intelligent. You saw in the game, running our no-huddle offense, getting us in the right plays. He's a guy that stands with courage in the pocket and can make those throws in a tight window. So I think he's an outstanding quarterback.
What's your working relationship like with Greg Knapp, the offensive coordinator? I asked that question because you spend so much time on the defensive side of the ball. How involved are you in the game planning and play calling for offense?
Well, I'm not really involved in the play calling. I get a chance to meet with Greg, and he keeps me informed on kind of what their thoughts and ideas are. And I've got some thoughts and ideas that I might share with him. But I try to let those guys. I've hired good guys on offense, and I try to let them do their job. And I just try to oversee the whole operation.
I work on Sundays with Darren Sharper, who played defensive back for you in New Orleans. And right away, when your name came up, he smiled. He said, you know what? He always had a very good relationship with the players, and we respected him. How much of a personal relationship can you have with your players now as a head coach?
Well, I think it's all about personal relationships. And that doesn't mean that you have to do everything that your players want you to do and give in and be, a player's coach, so to speak, but it's all about relationships. There's give and take in everything, and I think our guys understand that, at the end of the day, the decisions that I make, that we make within this organization, it's all going to be based on giving us the best opportunity to win games.
If that old saying that a team ultimately takes on the personality of its head coach is true, what's that say about this year's Raiders team?
Well, hopefully it says that we're going to be a fiery group of players that's going to fight all the way till the end and never let up.
And finally, injury update on Darius Heyward-Bey. Scary situation yesterday when he took that big hit in the end zone and was carted off. Any update or news that you can share with us today?
Not really much to update on that yet. I haven't heard exactly where we're at this morning, but I do know that Darius got a good night's sleep last night. And he's in good spirits right now, and we're hoping for the best for him.
All right, Dennis Allen, a little over 24 hours, a little less than 24 hours after his first victory as a head coach in the NFL. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Paul.